Hey guys, Michael Hyatt here. Welcome to episode number 5 of The Double Win, a private podcast for Business Accelerator clients. Now, I've entitled this episode, Why Your View of Getting Older Matters. And it does. So recently, as some of you know, I decided to grow a beard. And I had one for a few weeks in my early 30s, but shaved it because it was just too prickly, too uneven, and I decided to give it up. Well, I decided to give it another go while I was on vacation a month ago in the Turks, and just for the fun of it, I posted a selfie on Instagram and I asked people to vote on whether or not I should keep it. Now, as it turns out, people on social media have opinions, right? So 60%+ of my followers said, yes, keep it. But the comments were even more interesting. So one person wrote, and by the way, I'm copying and pasting this from Instagram. So one person wrote, awesome, love it. You looked young previously, but now you've shaved 20 more years off. Keep it. Another person wrote, to be honest, it makes you look older. Did I just say that? Well, you asked for it. Also, not a fan of beards at all. I personally like the clean look. Well, here's the thing. Whether people said the beard made me look older or younger, they both shared a common belief, and this idea permeates contemporary culture, namely that younger is good and older is bad. Modern culture is obsessed with the pursuit of youthfulness, and as a result, we've got a multi-billion dollar industry whose primary purpose is to roll back the years and make you and me appear younger than we really are. Consider, for example, hair coloring to wash away the gray, or skin treatments, Botox injections, and even cosmetic surgery to eliminate wrinkles, body implants to reverse the effects of aging, exercise programs, protein supplements, and even steroid use to build back our muscle mass and give us that sculpted appearance of a 24-year-old. When I'm traveling, I occasionally come across someone desperate to hang on to their youth. A man who may be wearing an ill-fitting toupee, a woman who's had a little bit too much cosmetic surgery, or a middle-aged person sporting those skinny jeans. And of course, not all aids of this kind are bad. I use skin lotion, I've long touted the importance of exercise, and I'm not in favor of aging faster, I'm just unwilling to live in denial. I am getting older, and that's not a bad thing. In fact, I turned 64 last week. Ancient cultures almost universally esteemed older people. For example, consider these three verses from the Bible, and I'm quoting, "Stand up in the presence of the aged, show respect for the elderly, and revere your God, I am the Lord," Leviticus 19:32. "The glory of young men is their strength, gray hair, the splendor of the old." Love that verse, Proverbs 20:29. And another one, "Gray hair is a crown of splendor, it is if it is attained in the way of righteousness," Proverbs 16:31. So according to this ancient wisdom, gray hair is a splendor. And rather than something to cover up, it's something to be embraced, something glorious. And that's still true in most places. But it's the exact opposite of how our modern culture, and particularly our culture in America, sees it. The problem with this quest for eternal youth, and let me rant, is that it makes us weaker both as individuals and as a society. When we disdain aging and the effect that it has on us, we feel this constant sense of discontent, this constant sense of failure, maybe even shame. The more we idolize youth, the more we dislike ourselves. No wonder Americans are some of the most discontent and most medicated people on earth. And as a society, we tend to miss out on the benefit of wisdom that comes with age. When we amplify the voices of youth, but refuse to listen to those who are more mature, we lose decades of hard-won experience and expertise. So how do we reframe aging and make our peace with it? By recalibrating our belief system based on these three truths. And I want to share these three with you now. First of all, number one, death is inevitable. For many people, this is a scary thought. I just went to the funeral of a good friend the other day, and I think it's a good reminder that death is inevitable. Aging is a reminder that we're moving toward the inevitable, and many people cope by living in denial. Others aren't quite so sure about what happens after death, so they're desperate to prolong human life by any means possible. And while I certainly want to live as long as possible, much of the longevity movement is based on the assumption that science will eventually cure death. Here's the truth. It won't. And the sooner we accept that fact, the sooner we can be content with the aging process. So that's number one. Death is inevitable. Number two, aging is tolerable. Yes, we can slow the process. We can eat well. We can take supplements, and I do. We get sufficient rest. We can get sufficient exercise, and I do those as well. But at best, these merely slow down the process. We're still going to age. And for nearly all of us, wrinkles and gray hair are the inevitable result. But we don't have to see this as a bad thing. Every life stage has its advantages. As the Roman philosopher Cicero observed, quote, life has a single path and you'll travel it once. Each stage of life has its own appropriate qualities. Weakness in childhood, seriousness in middle age, and maturity in old age. These are the fruits that must be harvested in due season. End quote. Some more ancient wisdom. Sure, younger people usually have more energy, more strength, more attractiveness. So what? Older people, generally speaking, have more experience, more money, and fewer obligations. So accept whatever life stage you're in gracefully and enjoy its benefits. So that's number two. Aging is tolerable. Number three, wisdom is vital. The reason many cultures have esteemed the elderly is that all things being equal, old age correlates with wisdom. This is the ability to choose a course of action based on knowledge, experience, and reflection. Let me say that again because I think it's a fitting definition of the word wisdom. It's the ability to choose a course of action based on knowledge, experience, and reflection. And that makes for a better life, both for us and for our communities. So while aging is inevitable, wisdom, that's optional. You have to choose it. And this requires the humility to acknowledge mistakes. And we all make them, and that's okay, provided we grow from them. So to do that, we need a disciplined practice of self-reflection. As George Santayana said, those who don't learn from the past are destined to repeat it. For me, journaling is the single best way to process my experiences in real time. It ensures that everything is processed, nothing is wasted, and it gives me a chance to wring the juice out of both the good and the bad experiences. And as a result, I can honestly say that I'm happier and living better than ever before, and hopefully I'm growing in wisdom. So your view of aging matters. It matters because it determines whether you will become happier and wiser as you grow old or be increasingly discontent and dissatisfied with your life. Having high regard for old age begins by owning our own age. Stop denying it and trying to hide it. If we have wrinkles, we have wrinkles. Awesome. Gray hair, no problem. That's great. You get to choose what those things mean. You can listen to our culture and feel shame, or you can embrace them as signs of your increasing value to others. So if you found this episode valuable, or if you've got questions, let me know inside the online community at Mighty Networks. If you've got a question you want me to answer here on The Double Win, please leave me a voicemail. I am listening to all of those, some of those are comments, and I know you don't intend them to be on the show, but I am listening to every comment. So go ahead and do that inside the Anchor app. And if you haven't done that yet, you can find links to the iPhone app and the Android app at anchor.fm. Until then, keep pursuing the double win. It's not either or. You really can win at work and succeed at life. See you next time.